Joining us to talk about this is our pal Tony Ortega, editor of The Underground Bunker and author of The Unbreakable Miss Lovely. Tony, thanks so much for stopping by.
John, thanks for having me on.
So first it was the Brady Bunch, and now it's the Scientologists. San Fernando
Well, you know,
Valley.
They've been working on this project for so long. I remember fundraising flyers and fundraising videos that I posted 5 or 6 years ago. This is part of what they call their Ideal Org program, where David Miscavige, the leader of Scientology, is trying to convince his followers to pay to replace their normal, what they call orgs, which is their word for church, in every city in the world. So it's not that they're growing. He's just replacing buildings, and he wants them to spend a ton of money. And it took them quite a few years to raise the money for this particular project.
What's the anticipated cost of this project, Tony? This is Leo Trump, by the way.
This particular project, I don't know what they paid on the building. I mean, on average, they tend to pay between $5 and $8 million for a building, and then almost that much renovating. These are very expensive projects. And again, it's not because they have new members that they need to accommodate. It's simply because, Miscavige wants an upgrade. And this one was interesting because the one person that was really spearheading this particular effort was Nancy Cartwright, who is the voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons, who's a longtime celebrity Scientologist. And we would always see her in these fundraising videos just trying her best to raise the millions they needed to make that project happen.
You know, if you go to New York City right now, there are nightclubs and there are gyms and there are any number of different private businesses that operate out of what used to be Episcopal churches or Methodist churches or Catholic churches. And these churches just literally shut down because there weren't people in the pews. They were empty and they didn't have enough money to pay their bills, but they were sitting on a gold mine with the property because they had owned that property for years and years and years. I mean, some of those churches go back to the 1700s. And if you own a piece of land in Manhattan outright, guess what? That's worth millions and millions of dollars. How are they going to pay for this? If they're putting down cold, hard cash to build these huge facilities when they have dwindling numbers and the future doesn't look good at attracting new members, how are they going to keep the lights on?
Well, that's been a problem for these previous projects. So they somehow raise millions from these people. I mean, they hound them for the money for years and years. They finally came up with enough money to make this happen. And then they then have to keep it open. And, I mean, it's not cheap. I know, you know, they're not paying property taxes, but you still got to pay your electric bill. You still got to pay, you know, security or whatever. So we're seeing that they're having a problem with some of these Ideal Orgs around the world just keeping them open because they're empty. I mean, that place had a big grand opening on Sunday, and they did the typical thing. David Miscavige came in. They had the balloons. They had, you know, he gave a 5.5-minute speech. In a few weeks, the place will be completely dormant. I mean, that's how it's been working around the world. It's basically a big PR show.
Yeah.
Where Miscavige is really putting his resources is in Clearwater, Florida. He's trying to take over that town. I mean, they already pretty much own the downtown, but there's a real interesting controversy going on right now because they want to take over every last bit of that downtown, and that's where they're spending a lot of the church's own money is in Florida.
Well, what's the end game? They take over the town for the purpose of what, image only or what?
Yeah, I do kind of think of it as an end game or a last stand. I mean, he's still opening these Ideal Orgs in places like San Fernando Valley and Sydney, Australia. I think the next one is in there's one going to be open up in Denmark. Miami's the next one. But that's all for show because, you know, he's actually got shrinking numbers. He's still got quite a few millionaires that give him a lot of money. But I think he's really consolidating things in Florida because I think the L.A. downtown, the big blue, they call it the big blue complex, it's suffering. They're having a hard time just even staffing that place. I think he knows that they need to have one really central place, even though they pretend that they're spreading all over the world, and that's Clearwater. And I mean, I was the one that broke the news that Tom Cruise is buying a new penthouse there. They're going to have Tom Cruise living in the middle of that thing. It's very odd.
But this is where you go into the death spiral. If you have dwindling numbers and you have empty churches, if let's say they were trying to recruit Leo here.
And impossible.
They brought him to the church and he was there and it was huge. It was cavernous and it was empty and he was the only one that's there. That's going to creep him out and he's not going to come back. And so if you're not attracting new people, then you have to go back to the people who are already converted and you have to get more and more and more out of them. And then eventually they're going to say, all right, we're done. We're not writing any more checks. And if you lose a couple of those whales, then you are out of business.
And that's the situation he's in right now. He's trying to get more and more money from fewer and fewer people. He's driving people away, splitting apart families. Every new person that comes out, I ask them, how does he think he's going to keep this up? And they just say, we don't know what his plan is. I don't know how he thinks he's going to keep it going. But one thing you mentioned, I do want to say that there's a really smart couple there in L.A., Carrie Poppy and Ross Blocker. And they went undercover and took some courses in Scientology there in Los Angeles last year. And what you just said is exactly what Ross experienced. He would go for a course in this big, fancy new building, and he'd be the only student. And, you know, so they build these amazing facilities and spend incredible money, but nobody's going.
And no one likes to eat in an empty restaurant. People like to go to restaurants that are filled with people, that are hard to get into, because if you're there by yourself, it's creepy. People don't like it.
Right. No, they're facing it. I mean, Lawrence Wright said it, you know, when he came out with his book Going Clear a couple of years ago. They've got, you know, what few celebrities they've got still attached. He said, you know, those celebrities, they're facing a day of reckoning. I mean, at some point, this is going to reach ahead, and I think we're getting closer to it.
I think so, too. And I think this A&E special that Leah Remini has put out might be the final death blow, because it just got picked up for a second season. Whenever the subject of Scientology comes up, it used to be mixed. People used to say, oh, it's about helping people get off of drugs. Mm-hmm. It's about living a natural lifestyle, right. Not eating bad foods. And, you know, they had their proponents and they had their detractors.
That was my understanding.
But now Leah Remini has completely defined that church as a mind-altering cult. And I don't know how they break that association that's now out there.
Well, it's interesting is that she has put such a focus on the abuses and in a real human way. She really put a face on the controversies and the abuses. But this Sunday night, CNN is going to throw him a bone, and Reza Aslan is going to say on his Believer series that Scientology gets a bad rap.
John, you work for CNN, right?
I do.
Okay, I just want to make sure for the record.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with
John,
that one.
John works for CNN, Tony.
Send those complaint letters to someone else.
John, it's funny how you didn't bring up CNN throughout this whole segment. Tony had to bring it up.
Well, look, I do think that the Leah Remini thing is so damaging that they either have to come up with some sort of rebuttal that generates just as much attention and publicity, which I don't think that they'll be able to do, or they have to try to shut it down in some capacity. Are they going after her more aggressively now that she's landing blows that are doing real damage?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, John, I've been on previous shows, and we've talked about this, that they kind of, you know, it looked like Miscavige was maybe a little afraid of Leah because he wasn't harassing her the way he harasses so many other former Scientologists that go. And I was kind of surprised that she really wasn't getting that treatment. She wasn't being followed. They didn't have smear websites. Well, once the news broke that she was getting a second season, wham, these new pages went up on the internet, totally smearing her about her husband and his previous marriages. And they had a video from formerly her best friend, the singer Stacey Francis, just really smearing her in the most disgusting way. That all appeared suddenly once she got her second season. So I think the gloves are off, and they may try more things. But of course, it's Scientology. It always backfires on them. They end up just looking worse. And when they do that kind of thing, it just confirms what all the people on Leah's show have been saying.
How much do you think they'll up the ante? Because I really do believe if they want to survive, they have to shut her down. And they may or may not be aware of that themselves. Assuming that they are, how far are they willing to go?
You know what? There are several more steps they can go. I mean, there. I can imagine some things that they have done to people in the past that they have not tried on her, and it would typically come from maybe some of their other celebrities.
Like what?
You know, well, You know, you could get Tom Cruise involved, maybe trying to put some leverage on the people. They would never go after Leah's own producers. You always look at the layers higher, mm-hmm. right? And so, I mean, already the first season, they were having lawyers send letters to the network president, right? And that didn't work. Well, you know, they have some other tricks up that they can use. I don't know if they're going to do it, but they have in the past. We'll see how desperate they are. But you're right. I mean, they have clearly stepped up their game against Leah. And we still have 3 or 4 months before that second season runs.
I think however far they've taken it with others, they're going to take it farther with her. Because this is the death blow. This is the final nail in the coffin. This is all she wrote. And if she goes out there and does another full season or more seasons beyond that, then you're going to be a laughingstock if you're associated with them. And no one, if their numbers are bad now, you just wait until this thing goes on longer. No one is going to go there.
And I know they've stepped it up against me in the last few months. And I've been working on those Danny Masterson stories that I know they're very unhappy about. And they've stepped up the private investigator activity against me and my family. And, you know, that's the only thing that really offends me about this thing Sunday night with Reza Aslan is he's going to go on TV and tell everybody that, oh, you know, Scientology gets a bad rap. Well, I don't know about Reza Aslan, but Leah Remini and I and some other people, we are harassed in the real world because we, you know, dare to criticize this organization. And those, you know, that harassment is real. So I'm kind of disappointed in CNN that they're not taking this more seriously.
John, you haven't expressed any dissatisfaction with CNN. Have you noticed that, Tony? It's a lot of crickets in here right now when you mention CNN. John?
I'll address that head on right now. Yes, the weather is lovely, Leo.
There you have it. Absolutely criticism from John Phillips there.
So
pretty,
Tony,
strong, John.
Why do you think the private investigators are after you? Do you think they're looking for information to blackmail you on or try to force you to call off the dogs? Or do you think it's about physical intimidation of knowing that you're being followed?
I think it's about psychological intimidation. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like to talk about my private life too much, but I have been previously married. And recently, a private investigator showed up to harass my former father-in-law, who lives on the other side of the planet, okay? And he actually had to be hospitalized. It stressed him out so badly. And, you know, and this is what's the intention of that? My former father-in-law doesn't have any information about me that Scientology could be. It's purely to intimidate. It's purely to scare my family. And, you know, luckily my family stands behind me, and even the people that are no longer part of my family understand what's going on. And so all those activities have failed. But, you know, Miscavige keeps spending incredible amounts of money to send private investigators around the world to harass people that are attached to me, Mike Rinder, Leah Remini. And the idea is always to psychologically terrorize you. And, you know, that's just what they've always done since the 1960s.
Or to bait you into doing something that you'll regret. Because if you snap one day and you go out, you punch the private investigator, well, then you've broken the law.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not Tony Ortega investigative journalist. You're Tony Ortega criminal. Because you just attacked an innocent man who was doing nothing but sitting in his car. And you just snapped one day. And how can anyone trust anything that you say? And if they just do that enough, then they figure at some point you're going to have enough of it and you are going to react. I mean, that's one of the paparazzi just did an interview. I think it was on with Stern. And he said that they used to bait celebrities all the time. And then when the celebrity would react, they would have the camera rolling and then they'd have the video that would then be worth a ton of money of the celebrity going after the paparazzi or swearing at him or physically assaulting him. And you just created a story out of nothing.
Absolutely. Good point.
And that's happened twice in recent years with top former Scientologists that I know. One who was arrested because he finally got sick and tired of these private investigators and just, like, swiped his sunglasses off his face. That got him arrested. And then another who's an actor who was really angry that some process servers came on his land and got rough with one of those, he was facing millions in a civil lawsuit that Scientology was prosecuting against him. And he managed to get that taken care of a lot more cheaply. But you're right. That's exactly – they want to harass you until you're so angry you take a swing at somebody, and then, boy, you're going to be in court for months.
All right. Tony Ortega, thanks so much
thanks,
for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, you guys.